Hello and welcome to the second episode of the ProfitWorks podcast. Today I'm going to take a look at a unique marketing idea I came across that I think might be the best marketing idea I've seen in the last year. I'm going to take a look at how I came across the idea, why I like it, the numbers on the program, my suggested improvements to the idea, and how you can use it for your business. A couple of weeks ago, one of my brothers had the idea of wanting to go skiing with myself, my other brother, and my father. And what he had mentioned was that he had found a way to get us some tickets 2-for-1. When he actually looked into it further, he found out that we could actually get lift tickets for all of us for free. How he got the tickets was because he owns a Volkswagen. He signed up for the Volkswagen Plus Owner Privilege Program, and through that program, he was able to get the free lift tickets. It was great. We got lift tickets for free. When we showed up, they had a special parking lot for Volkswagen drivers. They had people on the hill handing out free items. The whole experience just made me feel really special, even though I wasn't the one that owned a Volkswagen, but it definitely made me want to own a Volkswagen. In addition, leading up to the day, we talked about Volkswagen tons because of just the nature of how we were getting the tickets and telling other people about kind of this unique opportunity. This marketing program that Volkswagen implemented definitely got people talking. It's even proof right now in this podcast. Again, I'm talking about it. So why do I like this marketing idea so much? First, I like it because it's marketing to existing customers. Getting a new customer is usually 6 to 7 times more costly, so it only makes sense that you're going to get a better return if you're marketing to your existing customers over trying to attract new ones. Secondly, I like it because it focuses on trying to drive new sales through referrals, and referrals is always the number one source of new business for any business. Third, I like it because there's 3 ways that this marketing program can increase sales. One, it can cause your existing customers to be more loyal and not switch to someone else. Two, it can cause referrals, word-of-mouth advertising, and getting your existing customers to convince other people to buy your product. Third, it can also increase the amount that your existing customers will buy from you. Not to mention, it creates great buzz and word of mouth advertising for your company to increase awareness. And in addition, it just makes your customers feel special, which is a great thing. The key components to this marketing strategy is that you want to market to your existing customers, you want to give them VIP experiences that make them feel special, and you absolutely want to wow your customers, making it too good to be true so that your customers can't help but talk about you. So let's take a look at the program numbers itself and what kind of ROI I think Volkswagen probably got from this. The different components of the program were 10 staff, which was 2 parking attendants, 6 booth attendants, which also took pictures, and 2 hill patrols. There was outfits for all 10 of those employees. They had a website for the program. They had to do ticket fulfillment. They sold about, or gave away, I should say, about 200 all-day ski passes. They had a large booth or slash tent with their brand on it. They had about 30 different flags letting you know how to get to the different Volkswagen stations. And they also had various giveaway items, including about 50 hats, 50 gloves, 50 mints, 100 zipper tags, and 100 packs of Kleenex. Doing just some rough estimate calculations, I'm assuming that the staff probably cost about $1,800. Staff fit outfits, about $1,100. The website, probably about $10,000. Certificate fulfillment, probably like $40, $50. The actual ski tickets, about $14,000. Some time for arranging with Blue Mountain, a couple hundred dollars. The booth or tent for about 5,000, the flag markers for about 3,000, and then all the various giveaway items for about $1,400. When you total all that up, it comes to about $37,000. What I also did was then I took a look at Volkswagen's annual report to see what kind of contribution margin they make per car in North America, and that works out to about $1,700, $1,800. So when you take the cost of $37,000 divided by, let's say, $1,750, that means that the break-even for this program was 21 cars. Therefore, to break even on this program, Volkswagen need about 10% of the people there to buy an additional new car or convince someone that they know to buy a Volkswagen. Now, I really don't think that that's realistic, but I do think that the core idea behind this program is brilliant, and with some minor modifications, they could make a real great return on investment. Or for your own business, that if you were to do something similar, but do something different, you could get a good return on investment. I think if you were to use the core concept and provide something that was lower cost and on a tighter budget, you could get a really good ROI. For Volkswagen, what I would suggest is that they would negotiate with Blue Mountain to not pay the full price for the lift ticket. I'm sure for that many people and all the promotion that they would get from it, they could easily negotiate down to only pay 25%. So that would save them about $10,000 in the program. They really don't also need a booth or a tent. They could simply just put one or two flag markers where the workers are congregating, and that would save them about $5,000 for the tent and probably about $2,800 for the flags. In addition, they could have probably made a simpler website and used someone that was lower cost and probably saved about $8,000 on their website. And they also could have removed the hats and mitts and just given away mints and even given away 3 mints per person and been able to save probably about $900 on all the giveaways that they had at the Hill. When you total up all of these suggested changes, it works out to about $27,000, which means they could reduce the program cost to somewhere around $9,500. At this new lower program cost, the break-even is only 6 cars. That's only 3% of the people that were there. To improve the ROI even further, what I would recommend is that the staff at the Hill should go around talking to non-Volkswagen owners, telling them about what's happening today and giving them some free mints to remind them about the program later on or on the drive home. This way, they could effectively increase the reach of the number of people they're hitting and increase the amount of sales generated from the program. If they were to make these changes, I'm sure it wouldn't be very hard to sell the 6 additional cars that they need to break even on the program. If you conduct marketing to your existing customer that wows them, you will increase sales because you will get more referrals. A great way to do this is to provide them with a VIP experience that they will not be able to stop talking about. Just like any kind of marketing, you just need to run the numbers to make sure the idea you have makes financial sense before you implement it. I encourage you after this podcast to take a couple minutes to think about what are some great VIP experiences that you can provide for your customers at a low cost. If you can come up with a good experience program for your existing customers, it will increase their loyalty, increase your sales by referral, and also increase your sales by allowing you to sell more to your existing customers and increase their loyalty to you. Thanks again for listening to the ProfitWorks podcast, and be sure to subscribe ongoing to our podcast and also check out our blog online at www.profitworks.ca/blog.